Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, as college football workouts are continuing from other schools around the country, including here in Oregon, the college football pundits are back to business as usual, talking about the issues plaguing each conference, each team, and guys and gals that I guess they're excited to see coming up this fall in the sports calendar. And that's no different at Fox, where our friend Joel Klatt in the, what is their pregame show called? Their Big Noon Kickoff Show. They were doing
a big noon.
Big Noon.
It's big.
What is it? Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart, Joel Klatt, mm-hmm. Urban Meyer.
That's a pretty good lineup, man.
Hell yeah, it is. Two Heisman Trophy winners. You know, Joel Klatt, he holds multiple University of Colorado passing records.
Yeah.
Still. And then you got Urban
Meyer.
You
act surprised by that.
Well, I do. Because, I mean, he's not Matt Leinart. And people are like, oh, Matt Leinart.
It's a Division I program.
It's the Big 12. Back when he played in it. Mm. But, but his starts, like, Joel Klatt held, I think I heard Colin say 60 school records at Colorado when he finished up there.
Well, he's the boss of that group, though, when he comes down to it.
Oh, he's our college football commissioner.
Yeah, no, he is the dude.
But I didn't know like Joel was as prolific as he was at Colorado. Oh. Because he wasn't like a guy that got in the NFL. He wasn't a high round draft pick or anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
But he was a hell of a college football player.
Yeah.
And Klatt was talking about his Buffs in the conference they reside in now, the Pac-12. And the Big Noon Kickoff Show, they did their conference rankings. And it should be no surprise, the Pac-12 comes in dead last.
No, that should be a surprise, Mr. Hara.
Is it?
Yeah, that is a surprise.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're damn right that is.
Here's how it goes. Number one is SEC, duh. Number two, the Big Ten. Number three, the Big 12. Number four, the ACC. And number five, the Pac-12.
Mm.
Why is it a surprise to you?
Why?
Mm-hmm. That the Pac-12's fifth.
I don't have an answer for you. I'm just telling you, I'm surprised.
Oh, see, I'm not surprised by that because if you look at it,
I take the stance of whether or not I accept it or not. I don't like the fact that it's accepting that I'm not surprised. I am surprised. I'm agitated.
Yeah, and that agitated should be in. That's what Pac-12 fans should be.
No, they're not, but the Pac-12s are not.
The ACC, I think top to bottom, is not a better conference.
There's no question that the Pac-12 is equal to the ACC.
I think the Pac-12 overall is a better conference than the ACC, but here's the thing.
Yeah, they don't
the
have Clemson.
ACC has got Clemson, and they win the big games on the big stage and have won national titles. Right. And I think that's what kind of pushes them over the edge.
Yep.
The one, if you're going to sit there and you're going to have a criticism, wouldn't it be of the Big 12 being number three?
The Big 12 is equal to what? Perception. This is perception. This is a perception. That's all it is. This is a stand-up beauty pageant. Okay, we're at the beauty pageant right now, and you're standing up in front of everybody, and everybody's commissioner standing up in front, and they're all saying, "Look at us! Look at us! Look at us!" And the Big 12 just looks better with Oklahoma.
Do they?
Whatever they did. If it was the interview, they might not have stuttered on the interview. Maybe the swimsuit edition, or whatever maybe they put on the really good suit. And they looked clean, and they were, they just look better.
The Big 12 has one team that has made the college football playoff, Oklahoma.
By the way, only 10 teams in this conference.
Yes.
Hence the Big 12 name.
That's right.
To give,
and the Big 12 has got...
The Pac-12 actually has 12.
The Big 10 has got 14 teams.
Yes, they do.
But Oklahoma's 0-4. Yeah. 0-4 in the playoff.
0-4.
Oregon has a playoff win. When they beat undefeated Florida State.
Yeah.
Okay. But the perception of the Big 12 is that it is a better conference. And I that is one that I really don't...
I don't like it either.
...quite get.
I don't like it.
Because when are we going to... When is enough enough? They are the only conference to not have a win in the college football playoff era. And they've gotten four opportunities. The Pac-12 has three opportunities and one win. You know, Washington... 0-1. Oregon is 1-1, obviously losing the national championship to Ohio State. Like, in the Big 12 to me is a head scratcher because they are 0-4 in the playoff era. The ACC with Clemson, that is a dreadful conference on the back end of it, but they do have Clemson. So it isn't a surprise that they are fourth overall. The Big 12 at three is a surprise, but the Pac-12 at fifth, they've got bigger issues. And you said it earlier, perception. And that is where Joel Klatt made his point.
You know, I get in trouble sometimes because if there's a spade out there, I'm going to call a spade, right? You know why no one wants to play in the Pac-12? You don't get exposure.
Yep.
Okay. Their windows that they've negotiated with their television partners are just really poor. Namely, the fact that they tried to go do this conference network on their own and nobody gets it. Nobody watches it, right? So all this content that they say they have is not really content if you're an 18-year-old kid because no one's watching it. Doesn't help you in any way. And then what they did is within the negotiation with the major networks, they wanted to have a standalone East Coast primetime game that didn't compete with another Pac-12 game. So they wanted to only have one team or one game playing at that time, which then moved one, sometimes two extra games into the late night, which is West Coast prime time, kicking off at 7 p.m. West Coast. Well, guess what that is? 10 p.m. on the East Coast. So all of a sudden, Pac-12 After Dark was invented. And while everyone tweets about it and loves it, nobody actually watches it. When you look at the most watched college football programs in the country, it is all Big Ten and then some SEC sprinkled in there. So their exposure is not very good because their media rights deals have been an absolute failure since they were negotiated a few years ago.
That's something that we've all known and we talk about.
Oh, Dusty, I don't think so.
What?
We've known, but we accepted it. We accepted it because we were told by the leadership of the conference. Knowing it and accepting it are two things. Knowing it and being unequivocally upset by it and be willing to take pitchforks and torches at this point. That's how devastating it is. Now stay in the mindset of college football. That's where I'm trying to stay here. I'm trying to stay in this mindset of college football compared to five conferences in Power Five. That's where I'm at. I'm not going to deviate off this path right now. I'm going to try to stay in this lane as best we can because we're a sports show. The reason why this conference has failed so much is because of one thing and one thing only, the leadership of this conference. Unequivocally, no question, it is your responsibility as Pac-12 leaders from the start is to showcase your talent and showcase your number one product. Those of you that lead, try to make equality in this Pac-12 mindset of that everybody's important. Let's create 18 different channels. Let's make sure that water polo is on television. Let's make sure that there is track and field. And these are all great. We know track and field's a mecca. The beautiful new facility at Oregon is unbelievable, by the way. Why wouldn't you want to run track anywhere else? Sorry, I deviated there. Anyway, you have tried to sell equality when it comes to football. Well, that's not reality. Because the reality is that there are some great athletes out here, but they're leaving in droves because you don't make them feel valuable for what their product is. And if that is going to be true, if you want to sell the equality of college football out here on the package, it's like, you know what, you're just as equal to softball and stuff like that. Financially, that's just not realistic. Okay, that's not realistic. And so if because you've chose that path, The players have left. The coaches have left. Television is down. Networks have sold your product as a fifth to sixth ranked product. So you're not even in the middle view at Safeway. Okay, you don't even get the good aisle. You know where you're at? Okay, you're in the bottom barrel walk-in position, and you're at the first line when you walk into Target selling at 99 cents. That's what you've sold us, Larry Scott, and the rest of the conference. It is 100% on you and what you've sold and what you've told everybody, because nobody else outside of where we are in the Pac-12 is selling a cheap knockoff, and that's what you've done to the football. You've sold it as a cheap knockoff, and so I've accepted it. I can't change it. I can't do anything. I could tell you why. And Joel's saying it. Urban Meyer's saying it. Reggie Bush. You know what Reggie Bush said? Pac-12, you guys are idiots. You keep scheduling Ohio State. He went right after Oregon and said, you know what, Oregon? What are you doing? Why are you scheduling Ohio State? That's Reggie Bush. Matt Leiner, all those guys. Why are you scheduling so hard? Watch what everyone else is doing. So what else do you want us to say? As fans of Pac-12 football. Pac-12. All right.
I think a problem with the Reggie Bush thing, though, and Leinart and Urban, when they criticize the scheduling, isn't it you're scheduling so far out in advance? And isn't that what college football said was important, was scheduling tough? And the other power brokers in college football are scheduling those games. You know, Ohio State is also scheduling that game. And so Michigan is scheduling.
Do you want to know Ohio State?
And SC is scheduling Alabama.
Scheduling, is it?
What?
Do you want to know why Ohio State is scheduling those games?
Because they think they can win them?
Absolutely.
Right. But
Oregon and Washington and USC are now scheduling those games because they need notoriety. Because do you believe that all three are going to win that game? I guarantee you the Big Ten is walking out here and driving in their cars or get on their flights or whatever they're doing. And all of them know they can win the game. All of them know. All of them know they're going to just slap the Pac-12 upside the head. The Pac-12 is all we're like, one out of three.
But a decade.
Can we get one win out of the three? I don't know. All those guys are stomping in going, we're going to get all three. And we're going to massacre your conference.
But 8 years ago when the game was scheduled, right, we were looking at it going, hey, this is the future of college football. To get into the playoff, you need to have that schedule. It obviously hasn't played out that way because if you are a one-loss team, you're still getting in, and we know that. But Ohio State's future opponents include Alabama, Georgia, Notre Dame. Do you think they scheduled those because they thought they could slap them around or because everybody's been told you have to schedule the big boys if you want a seat at the table?
You have been told, but you also have to play the game, and the Pac-12 isn't playing the game. You know what other game you can? One loss in the Pac-12 is not the same as one loss in the SEC, the ACC, and the Big Ten.
Death nail.
It is not the same.
Yeah.
So if you want to play the game of, all right, guys, let's try to figure this game out. Okay, we need to be undefeated. Or if we do lose, let's lose a game late somewhere, maybe. I don't know. Let's try to be smarter than the room. But you're not smarter than the room. Okay, you're Coke trying to make new Coke. Your football programs, like USC, like Oregon, and like the high-end brands, okay, your regular Coke, and make it really good and oversell it. Sell it to you already had a nice mix. Sell it. Don't create new Coke by trying to create this Pac-12 Active Dark stuff. And then now you're just like, all right, fine. Make 17 different Cokes. Make cherry Coke. Make vanilla flavored Coke. And you know what? It's all equal. We're going to sell it all equal and make a bunch of. No, you're not. Stick with what works.
Is it trending upwards? 503-250-1080. And the way out of where the Pac-12 is, Dustin Cam on the Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.